Hey, and the one on top is about to ask a question, Aceve, and this is going on a discussion. This is the discussing yesterday's daf about someone makes something mafkir, hefker, he turns into something of hektish, and the iser. Later on, he says that this kikar is usher to somebody. He says, I say this. Let's say this piece of bread is usher to David, and then I give it to David as a matana. Is it going to be usher to him now? Do we say when he said it's usher, this bread's usher to you? Is that only so long as it's in my rishus, it's usher? Once it's no longer in my rishus, I'm giving it to you now. It's mutter. We say no. This object is usher even when it goes into your rishus. That was the shiloh of the gemara yesterday. And
you said when it's not yours, you're not usher it.
Right. So at the time when I usher it, it was mine. Right now it's mine. Now there's an isser. Now I give it to you as a matana later on. In fact, I give it to you as a matana, does that lose the issur? Does it fall away? Or does the issur remain on top of it? And the Gemara had said, it's obvious that even though I gave it to you as a matana, it's still going to be usur. The real question was, when I say my kikar is usur to you, what is that coming to exclude? When will it ever be mutter to you? If I give it to you matana, that's pashut, it's going to still be usur. The Gemara says it's not referring to a case that if it gets stolen from me, the Gemara suggests, then it will be mutter to you only when someone rightfully owns it. And the Gemara says, no, it's to exclude that if I invite you over to eat at my house, then that will be ochre, the isser, then you're allowed to eat. That's the Gemara suggested. So again, if I say this piece of bread is usser to you, I give it to you as matana, it's usser. If I invite you over as a guest, then it's going to be mutter to you. That was the conclusion of yesterday's daf. So the top of the Gemara, Lamed Hayman Aleph, the Gemara asks Aseve. Amrlo, I say to a person, says to another person, Hishilani Parascha, please lend me your cow. Amalo, Kovnim Para Shani Kanuyelcha Nichsailecha Imeshi Para. That my para or my property will be also to you if I have a cow. I don't have a cow. So therefore, if I do have a cow, everything will be also to you. The fact is, I don't have a cow. We'll see what the Ron says in a second. Elazu Hishilani Kardumecha. So what's going on here? So let's look at the Ron here. The Ron says, top line, Aseve, Hishilani Parascha Hakanuya, Para Hamunechas Habifnam. There's a cow standing in front of them. Konim Parashani Kanuya Alecha. Konim Alecha, the guy says that this will be usher on you, this cow will be usher to you. Parasi Zu, my cow will be usher to you. Im Ani Kanisi, if I own it, Ela Parazu, O Sho Salav, Konechas of Im Yeshlo, Para Elazu. So he's saying that Every cow that he inside this cow that he has or all his property will be usher too if this is the only cow that I have. I'm not really getting what he's saying here.
Rak im yesh li para acheret ela chutz mizu. Meaning it's asur if I have another one beside this one.
Interesting nether. Okay. If I have another nether, if I have another cow rather, this cow is going to be usher to you.
Or my property.
Or my property will be usher. But if this is the only cow that I have, then it's all yours to borrow, I guess. And what's the line, Ela Zu Shehishalami Kardumecha? What is that line saying?
Oh, he said, what is Kardumecha?
Spade.
What?
A spade. A shovel.
Oh.
A different case. Right, he says, Hishilani kardumecha, let me borrow your spade. Amalo konim kardum shiashli shani kanoi nuchsa elai, imyeshli kardum elazet. Same exact thing, just using a spade instead of a cow. But nimshishiashli, it turns out he has an extra cow, he has an extra spade, so everything will be usher to this person. Bechayev usher, during the life of the person who made the nether, the owner of the spade, the owner of the cow, this will be usher, all the property will be usher to him. Meis oshanas and lo b'matana hareiz emuter. But if the individual dies and it goes to his children as a yerusha, or he gives it to him as a matana, things will be mutter. So we see here that giving something that's usher to the individual, this spade was usher to David, but then I give it to him as a matana, it will then be mutter. In yesterday's daf, we concluded that giving a matana, this kikar as a matana to David, the isser will still remain on the kikar. So that's the kasha. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Acha Brei de Rav Ika. Shenisnalo ayidei acher. No, he gives it to him vis-a-vis another individual. He gives it to Reuven to then give it to Shimon, to that individual. I gave it to Harry in order to give it to David. That's the case where it will be mutter. Only if I give it directly to David, then that will be awesome. And that's what the Ron explains here. Actually, before we get to the Ron, let's read two more lines here. And Amar Vashi, Dekanami, Rashi says, I'll prove to you that that's what we're referring to, where it's ayidei acher. Dekatani, the grammar that's being used is shenisna, that it was given to him. It doesn't say that he gave it to him, that I gave it to David. It was given to David. Who was it? It was given to by somebody else. So that was the Dik Rav Ashi says in support of Rav Acha's explanation that if you give it to somebody else, the yesterday's off, if you give it to somebody else, then it would be mutter. So let's see what the Ran says. The Ran says, Shinasalo Aideacher, five narrow lines down. Shinasnu Madir, the one who makes the nether, Linish Dalma, I give it to Harry. Bacharkach Nasa Zelamudar, then Harry gives it to David, then it'll be Mutter. And Dekanami says the Ran Dekatani Shinisalo, Kalomar Shikachaya Kabbalah Miyadam, the Kros Nasnu Bechirik. That's what the Masorah they had. The way to read the Mishnah yesterday's Gemara was Nisna, it was given to them in the Lashon of Nifal, Afapishain Bechsiva Shimha Hefresh, even though in the way it's written, there's no distinction of Nasa versus Nisna. There's no Yud there. It just says a certain Masorah how to read it. That's what the Ran says, which is interesting, by the way, because our Gemara actually does have that Yud. Right, the Ran's saying, Nasa and Nisa are written the same way. You just have to have a Masorah how to read it. Our Gemara actually says Nisa with a Yud, so it's very clear how to read it. There's a Gideon Ashas here. He just points to a Gemara in Kshubas, which is a similar discussion there. So what's the Psak Halacha? Says there are no linear Halacha. Kaim Lan, we conclude, Afagav the Yahiv Nehalim B'matana Asr. Even though I would give it to David, it's going to be Asr. The Halacha Pashal El Rava, because even though we concluded the Gemara right here, that if it was given to him, it's Mutter, Yeshe's Daf was so clear, we said Pashal, that according to Rava, everything was Asr. Vasikna Dekanami Dekatani. When you give it over, it's Asr. Because Rashba the Chihecha the Yavam B'matana Asr, who had an Imlakum Modem Menu Dechad Taimu. Now, if I give it to David, it will be Asr. Even if he buys it from me, it will still be Asr. The only time that it will be Mutter to David, if I give it to a third party in between, and then he gets to him, then it will be Mutter. Okay, let's go weiter. Gemara now says, Bai Minei Rava Mirav Nachman. Rava asks Rav Nachman the following question. Yesh Me'ila Bekonmos, O Lo. Is there an Isra Me'ila, Me'ila sign that typically applies to Hektish? The person takes a Konmos, which is what's Konmos? If you look at the Ron explains what Konmos are, we should know where they are now, but the Ron explains, Yesh Me'ila Bekonmos, Ha'oser Dover Allah Bekonim. The guy used the Lashon of Konim to aser an object to himself or to somebody else. And after creating that Isra, that personal Isra, V'nehena Mimena, Mimenu, and he gets Hana from this object, Mimechai Me'ila, does he violate the Isra Me'ila? Olo or not? Do we say so? Karban, since you use the lashon of konim, konim I think was one of the kinuim of karbanos. We had all kinuim, so konim is a lashon of karban. Does he create a mamish like a karban? V'chayv alav ashem meila kinena min hakadoshim. When a person in general he makes a real karban and he gets hana from it, he's chayv an ashem meilas. So does he chayv a karban when he creates an object? Bread has the same status. Does it have the same status of a karban when he asks it through konim and when he gets hana? It'll be an ishem meila and be chayv karban. Or no, it's not really meant to be taken literally. That's really mamish like a karban and there's no chayv meila. That's the shaila the Rava asks Rav Nachman. So Amar Lei, Rav Nachman responds back to Rava, Tanisua, bring you a support from a Braisa. The Braisa says, really a mission actually, Makam Shenolin Aleha Schar, Tipol Hanala Hektish. This is the case of the Aveda, that if I, let's say a situation where I was returning, David lost an object, and I was returning it to him, so it was a case where I cannot get Hana from David. He ossered all the property from me. So by me returning object, what's the problem? Why is that going to be a problem? I'm giving him something. Because we're talking about a situation where the custom was that the Baal Aveda has to pay back me the machzir, the schar, batal that I had to take off an hour or two from work to go find you, return your wallet to you. So you have to pay me money. So in essence, I am gaining money from you paying me back. So the Gemara says, therefore, you have to take that money. I can't receive it because I cannot get hana from you, but that money has to go to Hektish. So based on that, What does he say? Lememra. So Rav Nachman says that Mishnah clearly tells us to teach us Lememra to say ki hekdesh, that nidarim kon mosar is just like hekdesh. That's why the money goes to hekdesh. Shema hekdesh yesh bo meila. Av kon mos yesh ben meila. That's what the Rav Nachman tries to bring a raya that does have the same status of hekdesh. So let's look at the Ran here. The Ran says tipol hano the hekdesh around 10 narrow lines up. Tipol hano the hekdesh lememra the hekdesh. The fact that the money is going to go to Hekdesh and not to another address tells us that the din of Nedarim has the din of Hekdesh. Di lo dami konmos lehekdesh, had Nedarim, had konmos not been similar to Hekdesh, havle le memar yolech hanoli am hamelach, then we should have said, kita katani b'cholduchta, like many places we find that money that has no target, we just throw it into the sea, no other thing to do it, just get rid of it. It's not that the Hekdesh doesn't deserve it. So Ella, Mishum de Bekonmos, Yesh ben Mila, since the din of Konmos is like Mila and Kehekdesh, came into Behekdesh, Asiktana, Taipa, Hanala Hekdesh. So since has the din of Hekdesh, that's why the money goes to Hekdesh. So that's the Rai Rav Nachman brought, that Konmos has the din of Hekdesh. Var says no, it's really a Katanai, it's really Machlokus Tanayim.
What's the case? What is Konmos? Konmos is Kurban.
Konmos is simply making a nether, but it's when I'm using, remember we had. You have to use hatfasa. You don't have to, but one of the ways to make an object asur is doing hatfasa. So if I'm using a carbon as hatfasa, just like this carbon, konmos is a kinoi for a carbon. If I say that this bread is asur, just like konmos, just like a carbon, this bread's asur. Now, how asur is it? Is it really asur just like a carbon? Does it have a dimna carbon? And would we go so far to say that, therefore, if a person would get a hana, he'd violate me'ila? That's the shaila. And I brought the rise, bring a riot from the case of the Aveda, that since the money falls to Hekdesh, tells us that Konmos has the din of Hekdesh.
The money is the din of Hekdesh. So why in Konmos, what money it is? Where's the money?
No, the object itself has a din of Hekdesh. So I cannot get any Hanah from this object. So by me returning
it to work.
In another case now, let's say I took a nether from you, I cannot get any hana from you at all. No object, I can't get any hana. Happens to be I find your wallet, I look into the driver's license, I see it's David Schwartz. So, if I return it to you, you have to pay me money for the time off work that I took. So, I'm making money off you, I can't get hana. So, where it says, I can return the object, that's okay, there's no hana for me by returning
the
object, I can't get the money.
The money goes to Hekdesh. Okay.
So, that money that you owe has to go to Hekdesh.
Here is in Yeravani, what about the Konamot? What's in Yeravani there is? Where the money came from, like what, how they compared the two. Because the money is belong to Hekdesh, therefore the Konamot is like Hekdesh as well. But
exactly. Now let's say in the case where I have a piece of bread, where I say this bread is usher, midin konmos, and I eat this bread, or get enough from the bread, I would now owe a carbon asham mi'ilos, just like in general, if I were to take a real Hekdesh.
I understand.
So that's the Gemara's point. The Gemara says, you know what? Even though it's a very nice ride that Rav Nachman brings, that the money falls to Hekdesh, it's really a ketanai. It's really a machlokas tanayim, how to classify konmos. What's the machlokas tanayim? Konem kikarze Hekdesh. If he says that this bread is like Hekdesh, Achlan goes ahead and eats it, ben hu, ben chaver, whether I eat it, whether my friend eats the bread, mal, he violates me'ila. Lefikach, therefore, yeshla pidyon, it has pidyon. Because the halacha is that anything that has kedushas damim to it, hekdesh is kedushas damim, I can always redeem the value and say that this kikar is worth $2. I'm going to redeem that value onto these coins. The bread is no longer hekdesh. The bread I can eat. The money has a hekdesh. I'll do something else with the money. That's the first part of this brisa. Kikar zu alai hekdesh. If he says it's personally to me hekdesh, not to everybody. Initially said kikar zu hekdesh. This bread is aser. That means it's aser to everybody. Now if he qualifies and says, Kikarzu alai to me hekdesh, v'achla then who, if I eat it, mal, I violate mila. But if chavero lo mal, but my friend eats it, he doesn't violate because the nature of the language of the nether was, Kikarzu alai only to me. L'fikach, ein lo pidyon divirei meir. Since there is a way to properly use this bread, someone else could eat it, then there's no way to do pidyon. Pidyon is only a situation where there's no other option. Since there's an option to give it to my chaver, you can't be podet. So just the Ran explains here. See the Ran three narrow lines up. He says, let's redraw a few lines further up. Actually, where it says Konim Kikarzu Hekdesh. If I say this bread is a hekdesh, she'asra b'konim l'chol. I asked this bread to everybody. Kehekdesh, she'asra l'chol adam. It's asra to everybody now. And then achla, somebody eats it, ben hu, ben chaver, ma'al. Whether it's I who I eat it or somebody else eats it, d'yesh me'ila b'konmos. There's a violation of me'ila. L'fika achesh l'pidon. Therefore, since it's asra to everybody, I could redeem it. D'chem in the mitzar l'akuli ama, kehekdesh, tavas pidyono. Since it's asra to everybody, it has the status of hekdesh, and therefore, just like hekdesh has pidyon, this also has pidyon. But if I say kikar zu alai, says the Ran, if it's only asra to me, hekdesh, achlahu ma'al, if I eat it, it's ma'al, only I get me'ila, de nihidilo mitasar ela aleha, even though the isra only applies to me personally, ki mishani hiya mina mila mina ma'al, since if I get hana, I violate mila. But chaveiro la ma'al, if my friend eats it, he doesn't get mila, lefikach ein la pidyon, there is no pidyon, de chemin de chaveiro la ma'al, since my friend does not violate mila, lok olim kekdesh la mitvas pidyona. Since my friend is allowed to eat it, it does not have the status of hektish. It can't become seriously hektish. Hektish only becomes if it's ushered to everybody. But since it's only ushered to me, it doesn't have this din of a hektish. Once it does not have the din of a hektish, it does not have a din of pidyon. The question becomes, though, if there's no din of a hektish, so why then, when I eat it, do I violate the isra me'ila? That's the shaila. I'm not sure if the Gemara is going to ask that or not. It seems like a reasonable question. If I ask for the kikar only to myself, so and it's therefore not a din of a hektish, why then when I get hana from it, will I violate the isra me'ila?
It's a good question. But it says lomal, if you share me'ila b'kol amot.
No, chaver lomal, but who mal?
חכמים אומרים בין כך ובין כך. לא מעל.
לא, יש חכם, אין את החכם יהיה. הוא עושה רבי מאיר. So I'm not sure why. At least in the footnotes, I'm not seeing anybody who addresses this question. Okay, let's see now. Continuing the braisa. However, חכם אומרים בין כך לא מעל. In both scenarios, whether the kikar is asr to everybody, whether kikar is asr only to me, there is no isr me'ila, lefish ain me'ila b'konmos. Because the Chacham Paskim, there is no me'ila, there is no din of hektish when it comes to konmos. But Rabbi Meir thought that there was, so we see to machlokas Rabbi Meir and Chachamim whether the din of konmos has the din of hektish to it or not. There you go. Zach, you usually passing like Rabbi Meir. Let's see, they bring a psak down here. Let's see, the Ran's going to tell us the psak. If you look at the Ran, three wide lines down, he says, Chachamim omrim ben kach lo mal. Either way, whether or not the Isser konim, whether Isser kikar applies to everybody or just to me, lo mal if he shein mila bekonmos, ben bekonim klali shasa lechol, ben bekonim prati, whether it's a global Isser, whether it's a very localized Isser, personal Isser, ulin halacha kainlan kirbi meyer, diesh mila bekonmos. That's how we paskin. The heart of Nachman pashale, the rabba masisin shiesh mila, because of Nachman brought a mefurish mishnah to tell us that there is kehektish, ubeperk shuas shayim basra, the parak that's found in Masach HaShavuos, Nami Mafchina and Remele Rabbanam, Hogach Kaimlan Diyesh Me'ila, we have Me'ila, Kaimlan Nami Dekonim Al Klal Yesh Lapidyom, Umistak Bali, but still says around that I'm in doubt, Man Demal Bekonmos I Mishtari Hahu Konim Labasar Demal Kekdesh Yotz Lechulun Aide Me'ila. So the Ran paskins like Remele that there is a Me'ila, the question doesn't know is, the din of Me'ila is as follows, if I take a real Hektish and I get Hana, or somebody gets Hana from it, the Hektish loses its status of Kedusha now. Once a person had violated the hektish falls away. He wants to know, does the same thing happen here? When this kikar is asr and somebody gets hana from it and violates mila, does the hektish fall away or does it not? He doesn't really know. How closely linked are these halachas of nadarim to that of mila? That's the shaila. He doesn't give us an answer. It's a suffix. Okay. Gemara now says, Amar le Rav Acha Bre de Rav Avya le Rav Ashi. Ki kari alecha, my bread is usher on you. I say to Harry now, this bread is usher to you. Vinaslav Matan. But then I'm a nice guy, I said, here's the bread. So is Harry allowed to eat this bread or not? Mimal, limol notin. Sorry, mimal, does he violate mila? Limol notin. Halo asir ale, limol. Mikabel, yachal domer heter ba'isa. Yisur lo ba'isi. So what's going on here? What's the shaila here? Let's look at the Ran. The Ran says, Ki kari alecha nasa lo matana mimal. If I say this bread offers to you, Harry, but now here's the present, will Harry get Isramila? Kloma mimal bet nisina zu. By the very giving of this kikar, will there be a violation of Mi'ila? Why? Ran explains, Zechevan diyesh Mi'ila, just like this Mi'ila, kiecha damar behakdesh dinatal evino koros shehakdesh mal. If I say that this house is asr, this brick is asr, this stone, this beam is asr, a person takes it, he violates Mi'ila, afal pishal hotzia, even though he never used it for anything. Usually the halacha of Mi'ila is, you have to get hana from it. There's a special mission, the mission tells us, it's brought down in the Gemara in Chagiga as well. If you take the object, the tekdesh, without even using it, you do violate Mi'ila. Hachanami, here too also, Mi'chevin shezocha ba, shayach ha-Mi'ila shiatzis mirshus oser, v'nichas ala rishus mekabel. Even though Harry has not received any hana, the very fact that it has entered into his rishus, maybe that would be enough to violate Mi'ila. That's the shayla. So the Gemara's answer is, back to the Gemara, before we read the Ran, let's read that again. The Gemara asks, Amale Rav Acha, Bredi Rav Avi, Rav Ashi, Kikari Alecha, my bread is offered to you, v'nasalom matana, but then I give it to him as a matana, mimal, does he violate Mi'ila by receiving it? So the Gemara explained, limol nosin, halo asir alea, limol. So what does the Rashi explain, the Ran explain rather, limol nosin, halo asir alea, umikan tshuva l'ramam, this is an answer, a response to the Ramam, shekosav in Mesech, in Hilchos Nedarim, hamadis chavero, a guy says to David, you can't get any hana from me, v'chilo, then I feed you food, lo kemishim lo yachal dvaro, you violate the Isser Mi'ila, violate lo yachal, you get malchus. So what's the shayla here? What's going on? I'm sorry. This is how you read it. Limol no sein halo asarle. If you're going to say me, the giver, that I'm going to violate Mi'ila by giving away, nothing was asked to me in the first place, so then that cannot be the Isser Mi'ila on me. So who this should be on? It must be on Harry, the Makabel. Whereas the Makabel could say, Yachol lithdamar, heter ba'isi, Isser lo ba'isi. You can't just give it to me. I only wanted to accept something that was mutter to me. You can't force me to accept something that's asr to me. So if you're giving it to me, if the Mi'ila is still going to be in existence, I'm not accepting this matana. I will only accept this matana if it's going to be mutter to me. So says the Ran. The Ran explains, Limol, Mekabel, if the Mekabel, the receiver, is supposed to provide the Mi'ila, Yachol damar hatera ba'ina, Yisur lo ba'ina. He could say, I want to accept something mutter to me, not something that's asr to me. Says the Ran, She'ilo haya yodea shu'cha shel iser, lo'ya rotsu lezakos ba. Had he known it was something that's asr to him, he never would have accepted it. When himself, what comes out is, it's zechia betos ve'in zechia. When a person accepts something, he thought that was something that was mutter to him, it turned out it wasn't, so it was a zechia betos, that's not considered a zechia. You never zocha that in the first place. V'yaf agav, even though the motzi mershus ha'kehekdesh, even though when something leaves the property of hektesh, even by a mistake, normally there's mal, shiny hacha, this case is different. Shulo hotzia el chaver hotzia. Harry never took it from me. The chaver, I gave it to him. If one person took it out, actually took it out, accidentally hektesh, he would violate it. But when someone gives it to him, you can't force the makabel to receive it if it's going to be a din of hektesh that he wouldn't really want it. So the Gemara says, well, who's the Shiloh? Who would violate Mi'ila? It wouldn't be the notion because the Issa wasn't applying to me anyways. It's only to Harry. It can't be Harry who's been Makabal it because he doesn't want to Makabal something that's Asr to him. So what's the Shiloh is what the Gemara asks. So Amar Lei, so he says back to me, explains his question, I guess. Makabal Ma'mal. No, Makabal will violate Mi'ila L'chashayotzi. When he uses it for something, Shekol ha-motzi mo'os hektesh l'chulin. What's going on here? So says the Ran, Amar Le Makaba Mal, the receiver is going to violate Mi'ila L'chashiyotzi, Kolomar Mihashta Ein Echem Hem Mal, Mehonach Taimed Damers. By me giving Harry the property, the bread, there's no Issa Mi'ila by that transfer. That's not an Issa Mi'ila, because he can't accept it, he won't accept it against his will. Elamil L'chashiyotzi Mal, when he uses this object though, then Harry will violate the Issa Mi'ila. The granted, when it comes to receiving the object, he can't receive it if it's batalis. But when he uses it, we can't say that, oh, I only wanted to use it when it was something that wasn't hekdesh. We don't say it like that. Whenever you use the hekdesh, then there will be an esamila, even if it was betalis, even if he didn't know that it was hekdesh. So that's what it's referring to. Again, shekola motzi mals hekdesh lechulun, kesavah shechulun hu mol afze mals. So to hear, this person will violate the iser of mila. That's how the Gemara concludes Amud Aleph. And that concludes my Masifta. Let's go now to the non-Masifta, the regular Gemara. It's Chaval, because this is a very, very interesting sugir, I think. Oh, no, I thought it was a different Gemara. Okay, we're not there yet. The Gemara on the top of Laman Hamad Amud Beis says, Mastis, and the Mishnah tells us, the Torem es chumaso umasrosav ledaito. So what's going on here? We're referring to a situation where a person took a nether, the madir and the mudar. The madir, the person who takes the nether, and the mudar, the one who cannot receive hana. So what happens is, I am, let's say, the madir, and you are the mudar. So I can be tormish chuma, so I could, even though you cannot get hana from me, I could still take chuma, separate chuma for you, and do the favor in separating 1/40th, 1/50th, or 1/60th. I could go ahead in your backyard and take mice and separate the 1/10th of your fruit. The daito, with your consent only. Umakiv alav kene zavin, kene zavos, kene yoldos, chatalos vashamos. I could be makiv if I'm a kohen, I could be makiv your kabanos, even though it seems like I'm doing something for you, I'm doing a favor for you, this is all permitted. What are the cases? Kene zavin are when a man is a zav, a din of a zav. A zavos is when a woman is a zava. She has to bring a carbon, a basket of birds. Kene yoldos, when a woman gives birth, she has to give birds also. Chatalos vashamos, all types of kabanos are permitted to be brought, even though you cannot get hana from me. This is not considered hana, as we'll see in the Gemara. Umilamdo medrash halachos va'agadas. I could also teach you medrash. I could teach you halacha. I could teach you agadata. Aval lo yilam denu mikra. I cannot teach you psukim. I cannot teach you Tanakh. Aval milamid hu es banav es bnos of mikra. I can teach sons and even daughters. We see daughters also can learn. I can teach sons and daughters mikra as well. So there's a lot going on here. This is a very juicy Mishnah with a lot to explain here. So let's see what the Ran says before you go vayter. The Ran explains in the top, the Torah es chumasa es maiso sav l'daita. The Gemara is going to explain why that is. Gemara is going to say l'daita l'man, who's giving the consent here. U'makiv alav I hayik madir koinu. Obviously only a koin could bring karbanos. I guess we don't need. Yeah, look at the one more round down. Umelabdo medrash demitzas lav lehenos nitnu. We'll see exactly the issues of schar, what it means to hire a rebbe. But in terms of the actual teaching itself, there's no hana in teaching. Even though a person might get a geshmak kind of teaching, we don't define that type of hana of learning as considered real hana, substantial hana, whereby it's asa for the rebbe to teach the one who's asa to get hana from him. Just looking at Rabbi Kivager for a second. I'm looking at Tosfos for one moment here. Okay. So the Gemara explains as follows. Ibailu. Gemara asks a question. The Gemara asks this question in Maseches Yuma, Maseches Kedushin. This is a very famous question. It's found three places in Shas. Ibailu. Hani kohani shluchi didonhave o shluchi deshmaya. Are the Kohanim viewed as our agents representing us as they bring the karbanos? Or are the Kohanim representing a Kadosh Baruch Hu Shemaim and they're representing them? And when we give a carbon to them, they're representing Shemaim and receiving the carbon. That was a Shaila the Gemara asks in a few places. And Gemara says, you know the answer is, Lamai Afkamina, who really cares? What's the big deal? What's an afkamina, whether they're representing us or representing a Kadosh Baruch Hu? Gemara says very simply, Lemudar Hana, it affects a person who cannot get Hana. If a person cannot get Hana from a particular Kohen, can you use them as an agent? So, if they are considered our shluchim, hamahani le vaser. So, if they're representing me, the Kohen brings my carbon, I'm getting hana from his act, and I cannot get hana. That doesn't work. But if,
What is
the hana? Then, I guess that he's carrying out my obligation to bring a chatas, an ashram, he's carrying it out from me.
Is it hana?
So, it's a good question. How do you define hana? Why is this considered hana? So he's receiving a kapara. I know it's strange. It's too abstract.
Benefits, but it's not.
it's not a physical hana.
Maybe hana is benefit.
Right. Let's see if they That's who the Ron says before we go weiter. The Ron says Ibarilahu. Honey Kohana Shluchud Dunhami. By the way, you know the not all, but many Kazdans are Kohanim. Of last name Kazdan. If you have last name Kazdan, many of them are Kohanim. And someone told me, a Kazdan himself told me, that it stands for Kohanim Shlucha de Rachmaninu. Kohanim, the Chaf, Kohanim, Kazdan, I guess a sin, a shin, it should be, Shluchai, the Dalit is Didan, Kohanim Shlucha Didan, or the Rachman, either way you could do, Didan and the Rachmaninu. With the Nun at the end is Nun. So Kaf, Shin, Dalit, Nun is this very Gemar. That's what Kazdan stands for. Okay, so Gemara asks again, that's right, the Ron explains, Ibailu, Hani Kohani Shlucha Didanheim, are the Kohanim our agents? Afagav the Beperek Kedushin, even the Gemara in the first Beperek Kedushin tells us, Asik Rav Huna the Shlucha the Rachmaninu, even though the Gemara concludes that they're representing a Kadosh Baruch Hu, these Hagadaitach Shlucha Didanhavi Ninu, had you said they were our agents, Mi'ika Mide the Anan Lo Matsin Lamevad Vinu Avid? So the Gemara had a very simple Svara. We knew the answer. There's a klal in shlichas. Anything that I cannot do, my shliach cannot do either. That's a klal. So I'm trying to think of another example other than this. This is a Gemara in Avodah Zarah. It's a little more complicated, but I'll just simplify it for a second. A woman. A woman cannot give a bris milah. There's a whole discussion in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah how Tzipora gave a bris milah to her son. In the Midbar, and Moshe is being swallowed by the snake. He's going down to Mitzrayim. Tzipora ends up doing the bris milah. But typically, a woman cannot do a bris milah. She cannot give a bris milah. So if that's the case, a woman cannot appoint a shliach either to do a bris milah. Anything she or anything a person cannot do, they cannot appoint an agent to do either. So the Gemara says very simply in the Maseches Kedushim, since I'm not a Kohen and I cannot bring karbanos, I cannot appoint an agent either to bring my karbanos. And for that reason, the Gemara concludes that the shluchim must be the shlicha d'rachmaninu. So the Gemara says that even the Ron says, even though that's the case, the Gemara still asks the question here, because the Gemara wants to find maybe there's a source. Forget the Svar. Maybe there's a source in the Mishnah, or maybe a source in the Braisa that proves this idea. That's why the Gemara asks this question, even though the Svar holds true, we're looking for a real textual support. Then the Ron says, we said the nafkamina was whether or not the shlucha of the Rachman or shlucha of the Danhavi, if I take a nether from this particular Kohen, if they are representing me, I can get hana. What's the hana, says the Ram? The chayven de avid shluchu say, since they're carrying out my service, mahani lay, who you're getting, giving me hana. The bishma ishlucha the Rashi Mayan inu, if they are the representatives of Kadosh Baruch Hu, afagav the shari lu b'hai karbon, even though mecha b'kadshim, even though by bringing my karbonos I'm now permitted to eat kadshim, ain't ela grama hanab alma vishari. That's only considered a indirect benefit to me. But if they are going to represent me directly, that'll be more direct and would be a violation of hanab. Right, so according to the Ran, the very fact that he's carrying out my shlichus, my obligation, that obligation, which I now am absolved of, I'm fulfilling, that's the Hana. I know it's hard to understand because the Hana we've been speaking about up until now had been eating, had something been something more physical. But you could imagine a person has a certain obligation, a certain responsibility, and he fulfills that responsibility, there's a certain geschmack a person feels by checking that off his list. So the Ron thinks the Hana is carrying out his shlichus. But he's saying that's why if shlichus d'rachmanin in him, they're not carrying out my shlichus. Ah, but when they bring my karbanos, I'm allowed to now eat kachim. Eating kachim is a secondary benefit. That's not a direct benefit. The direct benefit is that my obligation is fulfilled. Now, according to Rashi, Rashi says differently. You look at Rashi, four lines from the top. Rashi, you know what the hana is? Hakamanilei shliach lechaper kaparasa, the kapara that I'm receiving. That kapara is the hana that we're referring to here. Any other explanations in the article about what the Hana is? Looking down at the Rush and Tosos. Okay, so either way, so that's the Shaila. Again, Are Kohanim Shluchei Didanhu, Didaninu, or Shluchei Derachamaninu, and then asking the being again, if I take a nether that this Kohen, I cannot get an offer from this Kohen, if he's representing me, then I can't give him my carbon. If he's representing a Kadosh Baruch Hu, then even though I may be taking a nether, I can use him to bring my carbonos. So what's the answer? The Gemara says, my, so what's the psak? Tosh Shema, the Gemara brings a raya from the following Mishnah. The Tanan, our very Mishnah, on the top of here, Laman Haman Beis, tells us, the Tanan, Makir Olav Kenei Zoven. I'm allowed to, if I took a Nah, I took a nether, that my this Kohen cannot, I took a nether that I cannot get a Hanah from this Kohen may bring my Karbanos. So we see clearly that the Kohen are not Shluchei Didaninu, they're rather Shluchei Derachamoninu, and I can use him as my agent. The Gemara explains, E Amish Shluchei Didan. If they're representing me, I'm getting hanah from them. So we see clearly can't be the case. It must be that they're shluchei derachmanu. Where's the? Wait a second. Ulatameich, according to your reasoning, listening makiv alav karbanos. Why the mishnah to be? Oftentimes the mishnah, one of the rules, fundamental rules of the mishnah, was to be very terse, very short, abridged. The mishnah doesn't add extra words. So the mishnah should have simply said the makiv karbanos. Why does the Mishnah say Makir Olav Kenizivim, Zavim, Kenizavos, Kenyoldos, Chatalos, Hashem? Why are they giving all these examples? It must be that there was very, very, there's a very good reason to give these particular examples. Ella Michusre Kapara Shaini. No. The Mishnah I'm referring to bring Karbanos in general. In general, if I took a nether that I can't get enough from this coin, the coin may not bring my carbon for me. The only time that coin may bring a carbon when it comes to Michusre Kapara. Why is Michusre Kapara different? Damar Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara explains, Hakol Tzrichen Das Chutz Michusre Kapara. Every single carbon requires my Das. The owner has to have the consent to bring a carbon. The only type of carbon that doesn't require my consent is Michusre Kapara. Michusre Kapara is a person who doesn't require a Chatas. Michusre Kapara is a person who needs to bring a carbon which matters him to eat Kudshim, not gives him Kapara. I'll go through the examples. You'll let this. A woman who gives birth, we typically assume that she didn't violate any Avera. So why is she bringing a carbon? She's only bringing a cup of carbon because she was Tame, and she needs a carbon to make her mutter. A person who's a Zav, a woman who's a Zava, these people are not, they don't violate Avera. They had a certain illness, a certain sickness to them, and they became Tame through that. They have to bring carbonos, Michusre Kapara, to permit them to eat Kudshim. But there's no Chatas, there's no Kapara they're referring to there, Michusre Kapara. And these individuals don't even have to give their consent to have them being brought on their behalf. How do we know? Sharei, behold, Adam may be carbon al banav abanos of akatanim. A person may bring carbonos on behalf of his children, his sons and daughters. Shinemar zos taras hazav. This is the taras hazav. This is the rule, the global halacha of the zav. And the Gemara explains, bein gadol, bein katan. Whether or not the zav is a gadol, whether or not the Zav is a Katan, you could bring these Karbanos. Ah, how could a Katan bring Karbanos? He has no Das. We see here that its father could bring on behalf of the son, even though the son has no consent. So we see that the Michusre Kapara are very, very different than regular Karbanos. And the Mishnah here is referring to Michusre Kapara in particular. And only by Michusre Kapara may this Karl Cohen, who has an Isser Neder, Isser Hana, only this Cohen for these cases, can he bring the Michusre Kapara? But in a Hanami, by other Karbanos, the Kohen may not bring on his behalf. And it's very possible still that the Kohen of Yudah Shluchei Didaninu. So that's what Gemara says. Clear? Let's see. Looking around for a moment. Let's reread that inside. I think the Ron said everything we just said. I just skimmed through them. I think we're on the same page here.
Not Pashut.
Not Pashut.
Still awake.
Still jet lag from your trip to LA?
No, the week passed.
Uh-huh. Okay, so let's go Viter now. So Gemara says Elamiata, if that's the case, the Rabbi Yochanan. If it's true, whenever the word Zos Taras means whether or not they're Gadol or Katam, Zos Taras Hazav, sorry, Zos Taras Hayolades, Beng Tana Beng Dola. So now that means every time we see the word Taras, it means across the board. So when it says Zos Taras Hayolades, Tana Basleidahi, Can a ketana, now we have to interpret the word taras yoledes refer to even a ketana. But can a ketana have children? We saw a number of times, and the Gemara is going to quote it. V'hotani Rav Bibi Kamed Rav Nachman. Shalosh Nashim Mishamshis B'moch. There were three individuals, three women, three tribes of women who may use a moch when having tashmish. Ketana, Muberes, Amanika. A ketana, a woman under the age of 12, a woman who's pregnant, and a woman who is nursing, all three may use a moch. Why? Ketana, Shema, Tisaber, V'tomas. Perhaps a ketana might become pregnant and die. So, we see from here, though, that a ketana is not able to, well, I suppose she could get pregnant, but we don't think she's able to give birth. She'll die from becoming pregnant. So a woman who gets married under the age of 12 has to have tashmish with the moch, otherwise it's quite dangerous for her. So let's look at the Ran for a second. You see the Ran, two wide lines down, Mishamshish b'moch, Chayavos l'shamish b'moch, Mishum sakana, it's dangerous. Shema tisaber v'tamash, she might become pregnant and die. Ama lo mishkach, lo yoledes, shiktana. We don't find that she's going to give birth. Yechitim, fine, so let's... Alright, Ron asks the obvious question. Okay, she might die, but she also might live. She also might become pregnant and live, and then she would be considered yoledes. It's possible to have a yoledes. The Ron asks this question. What's the problem here? The end of the parakam of Yivamos, the first parak of Yivamos, the Shema Tamus, Kamar, the Efshinami Dilomaisa. Maybe she won't die, maybe she'll live and become a yoledes. Ikalameimar, the Ron explained, Man de Savar Hachi Hasam Sivile de Banim Hare Kisimanim Inami Adifa Misimanim Hilgach Kedolahi Velo Mishkachas Ketana de Shetelet. We had a number of different answers there, and one of the answers are that if they would have children, that means she wasn't a Ketana, she was a Gedolah. So without getting too involved in the Gemara in Yivamos there, it does conclude that it's impossible for Ketana to give birth. So now if the Ran is saying, rather if Rabbi Yochanan is saying that the word Zos Taras means all ages, Zos Taras Hazov means all ages, that even Ketana could bring a carbon. How could Ketana bring a carbon? There's no das. That's his proof that you don't need das for bringing Mechusei Kapara. And that's his proof that Mechusei Kapara are different than typical Kaparos. And only by Mechusei Kapara can a Kohen, who's Aser in Hana, only by Mechusei Kapara can a Kohen bring. But if that's the case, Zos Taras Yoledes also has to be interpreted by a Ketana, as a Ketana as well. But a Ketana cannot have children. So how are you going to interpret the words as Zos Taras Yoledes? And to that, the Gemara answers, no. He Zos Taras Yoledes. Yes, the word Zos Taras means across the board. But you're understanding it differently. It doesn't mean all ages by Yoledes. Rather, it means all types of women. Zos Taras Yoledes means Bein Pikachas, Bein Shota. Whether or not she's an intelligent woman, whether or not she's not intelligent, she was chayev to give a carbon Yoledes. Even a Shota who gives birth also has the din of Yoledes. Shekein Adam may be carbon al Isho, Shota, Kedivir Rebbe Yehuda. A husband who has a wife who is... Rechman Latlan, not all with it, and gives birth, would have to bring the carbon Yoledes. As Rabbi Yehuda teaches us, the Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Adam may be carbon Asher al Ishto. A wealthy man has to bring a carbon on behalf of his wife. The whole carbon Shechayeves, and all other carbonos that she may obligated might be obligated to bring. Shekach Kosev La, that's what is written in the Ksuba, V'achrayas Dislech Alai Min Kademes Dana. That all your obligations, all your carbonos are, that are on you, will fall upon me from the beginning. It's my obligation to carry them out for you. So that's what Zos Taras Yoledes mean. Not to mean all ages, because not all ages can have children, mean all women, all types of women, whether Pikachas or whether a Shota. Okay, maybe we'll stop here a little early.
Shkoyach.
Baruch Tia. I didn't